Now, here's something that's more than distracting. Hurricanes. They have a way of getting your attention, and the Atlantic hurricane season starts June 1st with forecasters predicting a near-normal hurricane season. Although, what does that mean? I mean, statistically speaking, that's a 70% chance of 4 to 7 hurricanes with 1 to 3 major ones. But what, really, is normal about a hurricane? For a closer-to-the-ground look, we're going to go down to New Orleans, checking in first with Mark Schlefstein. He's an environmental reporter for the Times-Picayune in New Orleans. All right, Mark, what is a near-normal hurricane season to you?
Well, that's pretty close to normal for what these kinds of statistics are showing. An average year usually has about 11 named storms, 6 hurricanes, and 2 of those are major. Last year was an above normal season, and we had 16 named storms and 8 hurricanes, and 5 of those were major. So hopefully this will be a less normal hurricane year. But none of that really means anything.
You sound like you're taking these forecasts really seriously, and you're down there with a scorecard.
Exactly. Well, everybody has a scorecard beginning June 1st, and the reason for that is that they put these scorecards out to try to raise awareness for the public so that the public can start putting together their plans to do, you know, what they need to do when one of these hurricanes starts approaching land. And that's what's really important, is watching from June 1st on, and really in our area it would be from the beginning of August on, because that's when the more active season occurs, and being ready to do what's needed to be done. On the East Coast, that really is what you need to do, is keep an eye out and get ready to possibly move inland 5 to 10 miles to get away from the storm surge zone. Here it's a lot more difficult. You've got to make plans well in advance, because you might be away from home for several days.
Well, in fact, let's go and see what Terry Coleman's doing. He's a tugboat captain. He's been living in New Orleans for some 57 years. And if he's a tugboat captain, you know he's got to be keeping an eye on things. Hey, Terry, how much do you pay attention to these hurricane forecasts every year?
Well, actually, we pay attention quite a bit as a mariner. We monitor the forecast, as well as look at the temperature of the water and during the spring and also the early summer. Pretty much around July 4th, you could pretty much tell if the water temperature is increased quite a bit, then you could look for a severe hurricane season.
Terry, do forecasts like the ones coming out this week, do they affect your business at all? When the forecasts come out to shippers, fishing boats, tankers, whoever you deal with, do they change their plans at all in a way that affects your business, or is it more of a storm-by-storm kind of assessment?
Well, actually, when you get a forecast that such as we have this year, it's pretty much normal operations, because that is sound like a pretty normal year. However, if it increases for some reason, then we go into sort of like a mode of being cautious and doing more drills and having more communications among the plants and the oil refineries, just in case, you know, that something happens that we have to do some extraordinary activity.
And now you lost your house in New Orleans East after Katrina. So I'm wondering, what impact does Katrina have on the way you prepare for hurricane seasons now?
Well, now we, as a community, do more communications, and we prepare ourselves by gathering supplies earlier. Instead of doing it at the last minute, you gradually start accumulating water, batteries, and supplies such as that.
So what's your go-to plan right now, Terry?
Well, right now I plan on if we have a severe hurricane, a major hurricane, I plan on evacuating to Atlanta primarily. I've started to talk to my friends and relatives up there and chatting with them just in case I have to be a house guest.
Okay. And that's for a major hurricane. And if we have something even worse than that?
Well, if we have something worse than that, then I plan to drive to Atlanta and possibly get on a plane to go to Vegas.
What are you going to do in Vegas? Gamble and hope for money for the next tugboat?
Well, what I planned on doing is just riding it out. See, going to Atlanta, you could catch a plane out of Atlanta. It'd be difficult to catch one out of New Orleans during a hurricane.
Oh, so. True enough. Hey, Mark, I want to turn back to you at the Times-Picayune. Tell me how the rest of New Orleans is preparing for hurricane season this year. I mean, what if you're not able to fly to Vegas?
Well, that's a real serious problem throughout the area. The reality is that you've got to leave in advance of a major hurricane or even a moderate hurricane still after Katrina, because the levee system is still not built back up to where it should be. That won't be completed until the year 2011, maybe 2012, the way things are looking. We just heard yesterday that the Army Corps of Engineers is going to be late with one of their interim measures that was aimed at stopping one batch of storm surge that has the potential of coming into the city that actually almost flooded the city last year during Hurricane Gustav. They're trying to put this huge concrete barrier across one of the waterways, and that barrier won't be in the first part of that barrier won't be in place by this hurricane season.
Okay, and let's hope that it is a mild one. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining us. That is Mark Schlefstein. He is an environmental reporter for the New Orleans Times-Picayune, and Terry Coleman. He's a tugboat captain and a lifetime resident of New Orleans.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.